It's a D&D adjacent podcast.
I lose either way.
5 out of 6 of us don't know the rules.
Mosh pit.
No, it's not a mosh pit. Well, no. You're like, oh, is it okay to kill an 8-year-old but not a 7-year-old?
No.
Don't know the rules to this game really well. Dunces and Dragons.
Hello, and welcome to Dunces and Dragons. It's a D&D adjacent show, which means there's 5 of us and only one of us can actually play the game, and that person isn't running the game.
We mean, to close the portal, we have to we were told that you have to be sacrificed.
You told by who?
Jake.
Greg the goblin.
There's like a bunch.
Greg, Marianne's servant guy.
By Marianne's servant guy, because you're not there.
Yeah.
So Greg told you that you have to trap me in this circle and kill me to close the portal.
Wait, this is not a question to you. Could he kill himself?
Or does as long as he dies in the circle.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, you could... It doesn't have to be one of us killing you. You could sacrifice yourself, but in some way, you had to die so that the portal could close.
Roll a deception.
That was true!
Greg didn't tell you shit.
Oh, shit. You're right. Oh, no. 5.
He takes a swing at you and misses.
Oh, okay.
So, I shoot.
Yeah.
No.
Roll an attack.
No. I wanted him to
His AC
himself.
Is 17.
What do I add on?
Your attack bonus.
Ah, okay, so I got 15 plus 8. So.
Yeah, you hit him.
Yeah.
For how much?
For... Damage?
Yeah, damage.
Well, he only has 3 hit points, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That he said in the very beginning.
I need 8 plus 4.
Yeah. So one, so roll a d8.
Yeah.
He's dead no matter
what.
Yeah, he's dead no matter what.
Okay, so I have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
No, you're fine.
The d8? Oh, okay.
The d8 is this one.
I see the swing and I start running.
Oh, no.
I see.
You don't have to roll it. No matter what you roll, you're going to kill him anyway.
I see
10.
I see the glint of metal. Like, I see him swing and I start running.
No.
Away or towards?
Towards.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't want him to. Because
I know it.
You watch his sword afterwards.
You watch Jin's arrow.
Beat me to the point.
Strike him in the chest and pin him to the tree.
And he's dead.
And the circle around him starts to glow, and you watch his soul rise out of his body, and it's suspended, looking at you guys.
Am I, like, able to, like, yank his body out of it?
Do you want to try?
It's worth a shot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute! Wait. Actually, this is a really weird thing. If I cast Spare the Dying right now, like, right as it's... Like, in the second between when it hits and right before, like, his soul starts glowing, I cast Spare the Dying. What happens? Because he's technically dying, but he's also in a circle, which is supposed to take his life.
The circle is separating his soul from his body. To spare the dying does nothing.
But it's an...
You can try and pull his body out of the circle, but his soul will still be trapped in there.
Mm.
It's very much a point of no return kind of thing.
Ah. I see.
Are you trying to pull his body out?
I mean... Do I know that it won't work?
No.
It's also okay, high, though, because isn't he pinned against the tree?
He's pinned against the tree.
8.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to die.
12. You take 12 points of necrotic damage as your hand crosses the boundary of the spell, and you just feel this, like, dark energy start eating into your hand.
All right, so I yank it back.
Are you pulling him out, too?
She can't. Am I holding on to him?
No. You took the damage as your hand entered the space.
I don't think I have the health to, like... Pull him out.
So you yank your hand back.
Yeah, I yank it back.
Are you gonna heal yourself?
No. out of spite.
There's like holes in your hand.
Jesus Christ.
It feels very much like something ate away at your skin.
It's my stigmata.
I don't know what that means.
Don't ask.
Okay.
Please don't look it up.
Stigmata.
That's good.
Great. Okay.
Well, wait, where's the demon?
The demon is not here. His soul is outside his body looking at you guys.
Orly, we tried to tell you.
You didn't really tell him the full story, then.
What would we do now, then? What would we do now?
I mean, well, the portal should be closing, right?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Not yet.
Oh, right.
And you watch his... It's like this kind of like bluish, ethereal version of Orly just hanging above his body. And you watch as he just screams silently as he's pulled into the ground.
No!
And he's gone.
Okay.
You don't know if the portal closed.
Just his soul or like his body too?
His soul. His body's just in the circle.
Wait.
And as soon as his soul like goes into the ground, the circle stops glowing.
Wait, how do we contact the demon? Let's figure out if it worked.
If I use like healing words, I guess we could just heal my hand.
Yeah.
I guess we just go to the Rat King. Wait, we should bury this man.
Can I take his sword?
Oh, wait, no.
No!
He has armor on, but it's a little small for you.
I'm taking his sword.
No, I want why? Him with his sword.
Why?
Because it's a sword.
Bury him with his guide. Because that's all you should do.
It's his guide.
Well, we don't know that's his guide.
Yeah,
I'm gonna know that because I was in the tree. Oh.
Oh, Jen knows that. Okay.
So, bury him with his sword.
Okay. So, are you guys burying him before you head back to town?
Yes.
Okay. You bury his body. Are you trying to hide the grave or anything? So, you guys head on back to town.
It's on the campsite of this thing, so, like, whatever.
I put a little thing on top.
A little what?
Anything.
Like a rock. Wow. Maybe some flowers, you know?
Not ruin the whole grave.
Okay. You put a rock and some flowers.
Yeah,
on his grave.
Orly on it.
Wait, what?
On the rock. Like how?
Yeah, okay. You're carving the rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say you can do it. You got time. Cool. You're not in a rush.
Great, let's go back.
So who are you heading to talk to in town?
Should we talk to the Rat King?
Where the demon was in the basement?
You going back to the basement?
I don't know. Well, because like we would, with the rat. The Rat King would know if we closed the portal, because he knows everything. But should we try the demon?
Would he know immediately?
He's all-knowing, right? I feel like he would.
He's not, like, God.
You know he's not God, because you've met God.
I met one.
You met a God.
I mean, I guess we could go back to the demon. It's what do you would... I mean, it's majority. What do we want to do? Demon or Rat King?
Say demon.
Yeah. I guess demon. I'm scared though. I feel like the Rat King is like safer.
The Rat King also possessed you and showed you your parents' dead bodies.
You don't know that.
We don't know that, but like as an out of character thing.
Okay, we'll go see the demon.
Let's go see the demon.
Okay, so you guys go back in the basement. I'll just make this short for you. You don't find the demon there.
Cool. Great. Let's go to the Rat King.
There is a dead goblin.
Oh, I guess it really was Greg.
Greg, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Rat King time.
He has like a name tag on his like uniform.
It's Greg.
It says Greg like... S.
So who's Greg the guy we killed?
Is he... Never mind. Greg Spooky.
Rat King. Let's go to the Rat King.
Okay.
Do we need an appointment?
Do we need you to, usually like, call do, ahead? But you get there and
we're
there's...
important enough.
Babs is standing there.
Oh, like, shit.
Babs.
We have closed Babs the portal. We think we have closed the portal. And we see the Rat King.
Yeah, sure. Give me 5 minutes. I, like, announce your arrival. He leads you in. Same setup as before.
Sorry.
This time, Noelle, give me a wisdom save.
Ooh, you regretted that.
Two. I'm gonna fail it. Just because you said that.
True.
Oh, shit. Wisdom?
Yeah.
17.
You do not succeed. The DC is 19.
Fuck.
So what is your greatest fear?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Well, gotta find one.
I feel like, I don't know if it's like something that's like, would it be something that's like primal, like at the moment? Because I feel like I'm not like in the mood to do some deep soul searching after being like.
No, it's like, whatever is your deepest fear?
I don't know, I didn't think that far.
You see.
Like, I feel like at the
you
moment.
You see a woman appear in front of you. She's tall, 6'2", very skinny and regal. She's got like the holy symbol. Up to your
Kishara.
She's got it all on like a big ornate like necklace. She's got the like tattoos.
It could do
that
thing like when they alter something, like when they knight you or whatever.
And she's looking at you and she has her sword drawn. She's standing in front of you with her sword to your throat.
Yeah, it's like the knighting thing.
Except like, instead what, of being
except
like
to
that,
your
kill you.
Throat.
I know. I'm just like, oh, conceptually.
And she's staring at you with that like withering gaze you've seen her give other people.
That shit hurted.
And the Rat King says, you're back soon.
Me?
No, everyone.
Oh. Well, we think we may have closed the portal.
Yeah, you also killed our champion.
It had to be done.
It really didn't, but okay. So you all get your one question, as promised.
Where your mama at, though?
Rudolph, what do you want?
Where can I find my mom, and how?
One question.
And you see Babs walk up to the curtain and pull out, like, a note. And they hand it to you. It's a piece of paper with coordinates on it.
Like you can record it.
Sonic, what do you want?
Did not think this far ahead. I forgot about the question.
Right?
You can pass me for now.
Jinrei.
I don't really have anything good either, but I think I would ask to see him in his true form.
Okay. And Lightborn.
You can go ahead then, because I don't have a question.
Wait.
I was like, stick, because I thought you were going to say
did you
like,
say,
ah.
Did you say if we know the name of a devil or a demon?
You control them, yeah.
You can control them?
Yes.
Do you know the name? Well, not do you know, can you tell? No, tell me the name of, like, one of the demons or devils. Like, that one that we made the deal with.
The one you made a deal with.
I need to think of a question.
Babs walks up to the curtain and grabs a piece of paper and shows you this name. Hold on, should I have to go find it?
Oh my god, yes, I get to control a demon. This is good. I'm not telling all of y'all the name. This is just for me.
I need to think of a question.
Pronounce Jazora.
Okay, cool. My demon now. My pet demon.
Lightborn.
I'm thinking.
Sorry.
I mean, like, I feel like it's been a really long day after, like, dying and being like, oh, can't even be like, who's my dad? Who's my mom? Actually.
You actually don't know
you
who your mom
be,
is.
Like, who your super
I
mom.
Don't know who my mom is. But, I have, like, ideas for questions, but I don't know how to, like, actually, like, word them.
Do you want to keep your question till you need it?
I'd prefer that.
Wait, what? We could have done that this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't waste my question. But it's fine.
Well, you already asked.
Babs takes your hand and leads you behind the curtain.
Whoa.
It's a rat.
Behind the curtain, you see there's, it's like an examination table. But at like a 35 degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a paralyzed goblin sitting strapped into the table. looking at you.
Cool.
There's like burns up and down like one side of his body.
Do I get a like minute or no?
What are you gonna do? Like analyze him?
In my true form.
Can I interview him?
Yeah, if you want to.
Hi, my name's Jin Ray. What's your name?
I'm the Rat King.
You got another name? Or just that one?
I'm the Rat King.
Okay. About how old are you? I'm 180 for some context.
I'm 30.
30, nice. What is your favorite movie? Do you have movies? No, no movies. What is your favorite plant? What plant?
What the heck?
What fucking questions are you asking?
I'm just trying to get him comfortable.
I don't have a favorite plant.
That's okay. Some people don't. You know, there's too many that are nice. So, are you on either side of any of these wars?
Which ones?
Well, I knew about the demons and devils one. And then I don't really know any other ones.
The satellite one?
The satellite one.
The satellite one is the demon and devils one.
Oh, okay. They're
trying to fight it on this plane as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. You got like a side, you got like a...
Well, I'm decidedly anti-elf, anti-empire.
Cool. Just this empire though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just this empire.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
And I guess the one across the sea. Not yours.
Okay. Cool. Sweet. So you know who I am. I guess that's fine. Cool. I don't really know. What other wars are there?
So the military is planning a coup. The natives are planning a revolution.
Ooh.
Haran is planning to take over the empire, and Goldcrest doesn't really care.
Typical. Cool.
There is a war in Goldcrest. There is a coup being planned.
Wait, what?
I don't know how far
Wait, what?
into killing the royal family they are.
Wow. Excuse me? What? Okay. Also, wait, how does she get unlimited questions by giving an interview?
She asked, can I interview you?
That was her question?
Yeah. She walked in and she's like, can I interview you? And he's like, yeah.
Go ahead. Why did we all do that?
I don't know. Any other questions?
Well, we can't.
You're behind the curtain.
If you were a good friend, you would ask how my family's gonna die. But,
Okay.
That's great. That's so just in your head.
How's Sonic's family gonna die? This coup? Or whatever?
They're not exactly universally loved in their kingdom.
Yeah, neither
Sonic.
There
are people who think they can do it better. So.
Gotcha.
Also, I don't really dabble in extra, like, empire affairs.
Just since you seem to be all-knowing, do you know how my family's doing? Has no hiccups or anything?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Then I think I'm all done. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, one more thing. Can I write a piece on you?
No.
Like, I won't give too many details. Just, like, a little, like, Rat King thing. You know, like, what your lair's like. Not, like, this part back here, but, like, the part in front of the curtain. Is that okay?
Send me a draft.
Okay. No worries.
On what, Google Drive? On Rat King Drive.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Dunces and Dragons. From the rest of the crew and I, the DM, we would like to thank you for tuning into this episode of Dunces and Dragons.